Country Club FM.
Oh boy. My self-imposed ban on the kazoo is over. It's been lifted. The ban has been lifted. Well, consider what today is, Neil, for this song as you play Name That Kazoo Tune. I don't know if you even put me in code.
Oh,
I'm ready to play.
Oh, put me in code. Now that I would have been able to do.
That's the one I was gonna do. I wanted to make it harder.
Oh,
you know. John Fogerty is harder to do than those other two songs.
Very much so.
It's all kind of the same. It's hard to get different notes. Somebody's calling in. Are they calling to complain that we did the keyword late? Are they going to demand? They can have my tickets, I guess.
We've apologized. I think we've done everything we need to do.
Let's move on because today is the Almanac brought to you by, I'm not going to forget our sponsor.
Don't forget that.
Upholstery Industries. Do you need specialized industrial upholstery work? Upholstery Industries is the largest industry shop for upholstery in the Midwest. Upholstery Industries can handcraft thousands of the same item, always with a passion for excellence. Kind of like the Bob Morning Show.
Yeah.
Upholstery Industries online, upholsteryindustries.com. You can also email info@upholstery-industries.com. Mm-hmm. Some might even call that a hyphen. info@upholstery-industries.com. Today, Thursday, March 28th, 87th day of the year, 278 left to go. The Salvation Army was officially organized in the U.S. It would be later on that Frau Farbissina would organize the militant wing of the Salvation Army.
Sure.
But that was several years later. Now, did you know the Salvation Army is actually a church? It is
really?
Actually a church. It's actually a Christian church. And the clergy, instead of being, you know, cardinals and ministers and priests and whatever else, they are they have military insignations.
You're making this up.
No.
Oh. Probably don't. I did not know that.
No, that is true. 1885. How about 1959? 11 days after the Tibet uprising. I'm sure you remember that, Neil. The Tibet uprising. China.
Was 5 months old.
China dissolves Tibet's government and installs Panchen Lama.
Mm.
Have you ever installed Panchen Lama before? You have to be careful. You need to have an Allen wrench.
I prefer veneer.
1967 on this date.
Oh, yeah. TV theme time.
That it is. Raymond Burr made his return to episodic TV.
What a great theme, huh?
What a great word that is, episodic.
Yeah, that was good.
But it was Ironside.
Yes, it was.
And actually, it was the TV movie titled Ironside that then later became a television series. It was on for many years.
Yeah, that was a good program.
Raymond Burr.
Raymond Burr. Who was the guy that pushed him around in the car?
I can't remember. But Raymond Burr, what a gig. I mean, he's at the point in his career where he can just say, you know what, I want to be back in TV, but I just want to sit the whole time. I don't want to have to stand up.
I don't want to be pacing in front of a jury anymore.
He did plenty of that. Yes, I'm sure he had bone spurs for Raymond Burr.
Don.
In 69 now.
He survived 7 heart attacks, a stroke, and a variety of surgery.
Who are we talking about there? Fred Sanford? Let's find out.
That's a big one.
But finally, today, his heart was so weakened it could no longer function, and he died of congestive heart failure. The announcement came from General Frederick Hughes.
Who are we talking about? We still don't know yet.
Army Hospital.
Let's get it here.
General of the Army, Dwight David Eisenhower.
Oh, it's a big one, baby. I'm coming in. So, the great Dwight D. Eisenhower.
Don Galloway. Okay.
Died at the age of 78. Did you do some fact checking?
Yeah, I knew it was Don somebody.
1979. 79 in the news, and this was big.
Frank, it was an accident at the Three Mile Island nuclear power plant, which is located on an island in the Susquehanna River, 10 miles from Harrisburg. A cooling pump broke down, and the plant.
I think ABC News needs to hire more southern news anchors. Island.
Your wife would do a nice job.
She would. The Middletown, Pennsylvania residents there in 79 evacuated.
Remember that quite well.
The Three Mile Island nuclear power plant. Now, just keep this in mind. It was the country's worst commercial nuclear disaster, but Chernobyl made this look like spilled milk.
Mm-hmm.
Look like you dropped a couple of Cheerios on the floor, pretty much,
right,
compared to Chernobyl. But that was in 1979. 1982 in L.A., David Crosby arrested for possession of Quaaludes, drug paraphernalia, driving under the influence of cocaine, carrying a concealed 45 caliber pistol. It was also believed that he had pulled the tags off several mattresses, and he was not the consumer.
Wow.
How about 95?
Holy
Julia God. Roberts told reporters this week that her marriage to Lyle Lovett has been over for some time. The key moment, she said, came when she realized that she was Julia Roberts and that she was married to Lyle Lovett.
That's pretty good, Norm MacDonald. This was the date that Lyle Lovett and Julia Roberts announced that they were separating. They had been married for 21 months.
Yeah,
a magical 21 months. Lyle Lovett's been in the news. Didn't he get kicked by a bull or something just the other day?
Broke his leg in 100 places.
2014, Russia increased the price of gas to their neighbors and former Soviet USSR brethren, Ukraine, by 80%. You can get gas from us, but it's going to be up 80%.
Well,
can I get a discount card with that?
That's significant.
Yeah, it's very much. With a fill-up, you get free coffee.
Yeah.
And then 2016.
A federal judge has vacated her order compelling Apple to unlock the San Bernardino gunman's iPhone. Mm-hmm. This action officially ends the legal case. Apple is now under pressure to find out how investigators bypassed its security to access the phone.
This was a big deal.
Yes, it was.
Privacy and your phone and having to crack through the encryption. 2016 is because of the San Bernardino shooting and the killings over there, and the FBI found some hackers that could crack into it, and it still kind of set up some privacy issues and whatnot. It's kind of a fine line. I mean, should you be able to break into these people's phones so that you can find out what happened if they are criminals?
Yeah.
But at this point in time, were they convicted? You know,
it's a fine line there.
Yeah, no doubt about that. Let's move on to birthdays now today.
That doesn't mean you can't grow. Why can't you grow? Because you hold me back.
Stop it! Can't you see you're tearing this family apart?
What a couple of mo's.
She's Berta, the housekeeper on Two and a Half Men, or was, but they're still in syndication. She's a funny lady.
She is funny.
Conchata Farrell is 76. Rick Barry, pretty good basketball player, Hall of Famer. I shared a flight up to Alaska with Rick Barry a couple of years ago.
Did you?
He was there right after Golden State had won the championship. He had his rings. He had the whole thing going on. Rick Barry, 75 today.
Did you discuss the underhanded free throw?
You know, we didn't. I didn't. I should have.
Yeah.
I really should have, because he was the master.
Yes, he was.
He was the master.
He shot his free throws.
And he's 75.
Granny style.
And that was well into the 70s, right?
Nobody
used to do that.
Right. I think Mr. McCormick has a right to be heard.
Yes, he does. From Footloose, Diane Wiest, Ren McCormick's aunt, and married to the preacher man, John Lithgow. She is 71 today. Reba is 64. Happy birthday to Reba.
Nice.
This isn't Reba.
We're going to play a Reba song, by the way.
Do you know what it means to shoop?
I
think it's something to do with conjugation, but I'm not sure. Cheryl Salt James of Salt and Peppa is 53 today.
Is that a real middle name? Do we know?
What? Salt?
Salt.
Yeah, I don't see why not.
Yeah.
53 today. She was high in sodium when she came out. Rodney Atkins is 50. Another country singer you hear prominently featured on Bob FM.
We 50. Can work him into the Bobathon.
Running back Scotty Graham.
Really?
Yes, is 50 today. Mm-hmm. Remember, he was working at a pharmacy and the Vikings called him up. More than once they needed him.
Yeah.
Because Terry Allen got hurt and they had running back issues, and in came number 31 Scotty Graham, and
he did
an admirable job.
He certainly did.
And a happy 50th birthday to I ran into Scotty Graham. He's working at Arizona State University as a fundraiser or assistant AD or something, and we talked about that.
It really makes me wonder, how hard is it to be a running back? I mean, if a guy can come right from a pharmacy and show up and be serviceable,
why
I don't
not
know. I don't yeah, know. Yeah. Yeah.
How about Vince Vaughn? He's funny.
I don't like the feeling. You're sitting there, you're wondering, do I have food on my face? Am I eating? Am I talking too much? Are they talking enough? Am I interested? I'm not really interested. Should I play like I'm interested, but I'm not that interested, but I think she might be interested, but do I want to be interested, but now she's not interested? So now all of a sudden I'm starting to get interested.
His rants are pretty good.
Very good.
He just goes on a tear, and he's 49 today.
Just saw Dodgeball again the other night.
Oh, yeah.
Hilarious.
He's in so many good ones, and he's 49 today.
Tell me something, boy. Aren't you tired trying to fill that void?
That's Lady Gaga from A Star Is Born.
She is really a great singer. No,
Academy a winner.
Maybe a little out there in some respects, but I got a lot of respect for her talent.
That's the song Shallow, which I believe won the Academy Award, did it not?
Yes.
And I'm going to say that Bradley Cooper is actually, now he may not be a songwriter, maybe an interpreter of song and lyrics, he actually is a better singer than Kris Kristofferson. Is that controversial, what I just said?
No, I think it's probably
accurate.
As far
as hitting the notes and everything, but Kris Kristofferson had a lot of character in his voice.
Yes, he did.
That's what he did. So Lady Gaga, 33, and our rapper of the day, Young Scooter, not as young as he once was. Young Scooter. Is how long can you use that term? Young
Scooter. Is he now middle-aged?
Well, he's only 33. That's still young.
That's probably young.
Young enough.
Yeah. All right. Gone but not forgotten today. Beer magnate August Busch. We wouldn't have that delicious Busch Light without August Busch.
Or Budweiser. Or any of those.
Yeah. He was the man. Born on this day, 1890. Now, that might have been somebody even earlier than him. Who knows? I mean, the Busch family runs deep in beer. 1890. But he preferred to work from a distance. Marlon Perkins.
Jim, I thought it was dangerous enough just going down the face of that cliff, let alone capturing a huge condor on the way. I suppose.
I mean, he never had a problem talking about Jim Fowler and all the danger that he would go through. Right. As he's sitting on the desk there at the Wild Kingdom set, and there's Jim Fowler barely able to stand up because of all the gouges and the injuries to his legs.
Right.
You know, the various
fighting crocodiles and snakes.
Bite marks and venom that he had to have sucked out of his leg. He can barely stand there.
Yeah. Marlon did a nice job, though. Mutual of Omaha's Wild Kingdom. He hosted that program for 22 years. Marlon Perkins, born on this day, 1905. Academy Award-winning composer Jay Livingston. If you don't know the name, you'd recognize some of the songs he won Oscars for, including Whatever Will Be, Que Sera, Sera,
the whole. When I was just a girl.
Right on.
My mother.
Good stuff. Jay Livingston. Born on this day, 1915. And Tony Award-winning actor Ken Howard. Remember White Shadow?
Serious knee injury ended his pro career playing for the Bulls.
Mm-hmm.
And then he went to an inner-city high school. And it's hard to believe that he had enough time to be able to put together a game plan to fight the 1-3-1 zone while he's also working... You know, fighting with his players about, you know, grades and girls and VD and all the problems they had. And
somehow
he was still a winning coach. I think he had a winning record by the time the show was over.
He had great assistants. Maybe I think he probably did. He was on Dynasty too for a little while. I remember that. But anyway, Ken Howard was born on this day, 1944, and they're gone. But not forgotten.
We missed one of our homegrown wrestlers.
My girlfriend's called me up and said, Kurt, would you take a look in the National Enquirer this week? Has some wrestling news in there. Well, I went down to the store and I bought one, and as I looked through it, I saw that they had the top 20 syndicated shows throughout the country. And it just so happens that number 12 is All Star Wrestling Network. And it says here, Larry Nelson, that your yearly income is $60,000. How can you even get by?
You let me worry about my financial situation.
He was Mr. Perfect. He's Kurt Hennig, 1958, born on this date. He died way too young. We just lost his dad in December.
Kurt was a big fan of country music.
Yes, he was. You would see him at the Medina and places, wouldn't you?
For sure.
He was born in Robbinsdale. Larry the Axe passed away in December. Kurt passed away tragically in 2003, as sadly so many wrestlers do.
Right.
1958. Mr. Perfect, Kurt Hennig. Gone. But not forgotten. I believe we mentioned that it's Reba's birthday today.
Yeah.
So would you like to start with Reba?
Yes.
Why haven't I heard from you?
I think it'd be rude if we didn't. Oh, we still got
the choices. Rodney Atkins, also celebrating today. Reba was 64. Rodney Atkins, of course, his son is Thomas Rhett.
No. That's Rhett Akins.
Oh, I Rhett Akins. Yeah, that's right. This is Rodney Atkins.
Thank you for
correcting me on that. Mm-hmm. We had just talked about that too.
Yeah.
It's so funny that I would confuse that.
Right.
Maybe that's a bit.
That might could be.
Could be.
Could be.
Rodney Atkins is 50. You could go with if you're going through hell.
Mm-hmm. I think we should go ladies first.
Ladies first, and then Rodney Atkins after that. Okay. Yeah. All request lunch hour in studio today, noon to one, after a big crowd yesterday.
Oh, yeah, I heard you.
Thanks for everybody coming out. And then Neil solo tomorrow.
KDDG Albany. KDDG HD1 Albany St. Cloud. KBGY Faribault. KLCI Elk River. KLCI HD1 Elk River Minneapolis St. Paul. Total Country Bob FM.